I commit your servant to you today as he opens your word to us. As we look into Philippians chapter 4, Lord God, I pray that you would use him in a powerful way. Lord, he is your vessel, and we ask today that you would use him in a powerful way to minister to our hearts and our minds. We would be strengthened and encouraged through your word, and we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
It's great to be back with you guys. Sorry for the awkward introduction. If you don't know who I am, ask a neighbor. I come from not too far away. Because we're live streaming this, and because of the nature of my work, I'm not actually able to share my name with you this morning. But we're going to have a Q&A session afterwards, so you can ask it then, if it's really a mystery to you. Great to be back with you guys. For those of you who are online, please don't share my name and try not to share any descriptive material about me in the comments feed as you speak. We do have to be careful about what ends up online with the nature of our work. Where I work and how I work is a little bit tricky. It's sometimes dangerous and in some cases illegal. So it's important that what we talk about here doesn't end up on Facebook. So just a heads up there. Also want to issue an apology that I can't bring my family with me. This is one of those casualties of COVID. I was joking with Neil that these two pews up here still have teeth marks from me and Chris Keller. And my kids are about that age, so I have a hard time controlling where their mouths go. So it's just better for now if I come alone. But there is a picture that I brought along to introduce them for those of you who haven't been following us on Facebook. If you could bring that one back up. Sorry, next one forward. We'll get back to that. Next one, sorry. Nope, where is it? They gone? They're not there. Sorry, it's back now. Sorry. They're there. That's where I work. We'll get there. Sorry, back one more. Maybe, hopefully. Lord willing. Keep going. Keep going. They're there, I promise. Nope. We're getting lost. Anyhow. We'll pull up a picture for them during the Q&A time. That also means, guys, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to visit each of your homes like I would like, just because if I start doing that, that's essentially like you inviting everybody from the church over to your house, which is ill-advised. The main reason is we're trying to get back to where we're going, and we are in the process of doing that. It's been badly delayed over and over and over by the government that we have to submit to. And the thing that would delay it even worse is if we got sick. So we need to be really careful as a family. So I just wanted to kind of apologize for that. I live and work in Indonesia, which you just saw a map of, and it may or may not appear behind me. This is the organization that we work for, and I'll explain a little bit more about them, but you can find out more about our organization at www.dcpi.org. I work in the largest Muslim nation in the world, which is Indonesia. And because there are some of you that are new, I just wanted to kind of share some bullet points about Indonesia. Indonesia is an incredibly diverse nation. America, we kind of blend cultures back and forth. Pennsylvania Dutch, we've got our own little turf, but you know, as far as York, Hanover, you can't tell the difference. Indonesia, it's very, very different depending on where you are. This is an island nation of about 13,000 islands. There's 700 active languages. There's still quite a bit of animism. I've worked with headhunters. I've worked with people in some of the largest cities in the world. So it's all a part of the same country, and it's a very diverse picture. Where we live, which is where the arrow is going to pop up here, is the island of Java. That's where you get your nickname for coffee. We have amazing coffee where we live. Java is the most densely populated island in the world, and where we live is one of the most densely populated places, period. Sorry, there's an arrow that's going to pop up and show you. Java is about the size of North Carolina or Tennessee, and it's got the same population as about half the United States. So imagine having a New York City, a Chicago, a Los Angeles, and an Atlanta all in North Carolina, and that's the kind of ridiculous traffic that I have to live with day in, day out. It's pretty rough. That affects our strategy. The fact of the matter is my family and I are located in a place where the whole country is coming in and out of. And it's a place where people are leaving all their isolated, even insular communities, and they're coming to the cities for work. And when they do that, it changes everything. Indonesia's a place where culture is really important. Your family is really important. And most people believe whatever the patriarch of their family believes. They follow whatever thinking and whatever religion their particular community believes. When they leave and come to the cities, it's often the very first time that they have to think for themselves. It's the first time that they get introduced to new ideas. And in many cases, it's the first time that they're introduced to the gospel and they accept it. We want to work closely in those communities to support that, to support people hearing that message, but also to encourage those people to grow in their faith, to mature, and to go home, and to go back. My family and I were blessed. This is not a normal situation. It was a miracle, but we were able to plant an international church in a very large city in Indonesia where we pastor. And it's been beautiful, and we lead people to Jesus, and we baptize people, and it's awesome. But that's not the end goal. The end goal is to multiply that. The end goal is to multiply this, to multiply what you guys have, a community, a place to hug each other when somebody passes away, a place to get married, a place to hear about Jesus day in, day out, to raise your kids reading the Bible. That's what I want for all my neighbors in Indonesia, and many of them don't have that. So we want to multiply this. That's why we work with Dynamic Church Planting International. The root of what we do at DCPI is we train local leaders to plant churches. These are men and women. I've met some incredible people, and I'm going to try my best to introduce you in a way that honors their sacrifices in them. But these are men and women that have a calling. They've heard the gospel, and they want their friends and neighbors to hear. And oftentimes, they've sacrificed much and will continue to sacrifice much. What we do is we come alongside them. We offer a free 3-day training. And we walk through what it takes to start a church, what it takes to lead a church, what it takes to kind of do this. If you think about it, this church has been doing this for a long time, but it started at one point. Somebody put that white chapel just up on the hill, and then somebody came and built this brick building. Those were all big, challenging decisions, changes in this church's culture. And we try to walk people through what that journey is going to look like. And we try to inspire people that maybe just came to faith to think about, hey, how can you share your faith with your community, and how can you build a community of believers around you? So we do this with people in their dozens and hundreds in these big cities and even in the remote villages, with the whole goal of sending them back to their own people. The truth is, I don't blend in Indonesia at all. I barely blend in here. But in Indonesia, having an American show up, a white guy show up, that can create problems for the church in some places. It can be dangerous. It can draw attention. Worse, I might not even be that helpful. I don't know all these languages. I know the language that covers the whole country, but I don't know the local languages. There's 700 of them. I don't know the cultures, the customs. These guys do. These guys come from these places. They're insiders, and they have a voice that I'll never have. So all the better to empower them and send them out in their dozens and hundreds to reach this country for Christ. It's the only way that we'll be able to multiply this story fast enough to keep up with this very big population of people. It's the only way this is going to work. And so that's what we do as an organization. We offer this training for free. You guys are a part of making that possible. You make it possible for me to go and not ask for a thing. We bring the books, we bring the materials, we supply them with their housing if they're coming in from really far away, we supply the location that we do the training, all the equipment. That is all you guys donating it, so that when I speak to them, all I have to say to them is, there are people in Pennsylvania that believe in you, that want this to bear fruit. Don't let them down. I'm here and I love you guys, but there's a whole community of people that love and are praying for you and praying for this event. Take this seriously and take this with you. It's a powerful, powerful moment that we get to share in our trainings. Like I said, the people that we work with are incredible, and they're doing at times, very dangerous things. Persecution is still very real where we are. It's not just stories. And I want to actually read one to you. I'm actually going to pull this up on my phone. This isn't me being rude. This is 1 week old. This is very, very current. I will call this man Emmett. That's not his real name. Emmett is working in this funky-looking island here that kind of looks like the letter K. It is called Sulawesi. Central Sulawesi, the center of the island, is an extremely radical place when it comes to Islam. I call them grumpy Muslims. But you get some people there that pledge allegiance to ISIS. There's current and active Abu Sayyaf, which is a different terrorist group there. There's Islamic independence movements there. It's listed, you can look this up if you want. It's listed on the Department of State's do not travel to list. So it's a pretty nasty place. Mamajou, which is a city in that area, was recently struck by an earthquake. It was a 6.2, but it was shallow, meaning that the impact of the earthquake was significant on the surface. Knocked down a lot of buildings. We're talking hundreds of dead, including an entire hospital that was dedicated to COVID patients, went down. Emmett and his team is sent out by my church. We've partnered with him. We work with him. He's a church planter. He's a church planter trainer. And he went in with his team. Emmett's an Indonesian leader. And he went in with his team to share the gospel. And this is what he said on February 13th. So this is about a week old. Mamajou update. The training to reach out to cousins, that's one of our code words for Muslims, to reach out to cousins in Mamajou has ended. 9 participants finished to the end. Today, we went out together to the field with their mentor as a part of practical training. The result today is that 5 cousins went to study the Bible. Praise God. Please be praying for these 5 cousins that they would come to Jesus and that later we would have the honor of baptizing them. 5 people want to learn to find out about Jesus. Pray also that there will be more people that will hear about this in this unreached people group. He's using a technical term there. Unreached people group means it's a large group of people, that there's such small Christian representation, less than 1%, that most people will never get the opportunity to hear the gospel in that group. That's what makes it an unreached people group. So he's working there. We will reach out to the lost UPGs and in Mamajou and the surrounding area. He sent this next message exactly like 1 hour and 13 minutes later. Urgent prayer request from Mamajou. Friends, minutes after I sent the last message, my team received another message. This time it's quite difficult, but we are in need of your prayers. The cousins have detected our work. The radicals who saw the miracles a few days ago had reported what we do to their groups. They have pictures of my team now. And now there are pictures circulating in WhatsApp groups, and we're concerned that they will end up with the authorities. Please be praying that this will not be a big issue. Please be praying that there will be breakthrough. Please be praying that these cousins hear him. The craziest part about this is not that it's dangerous. It's that he went right back to it. The next thing he sends is pictures of them doing water projects in places that had their water knocked out. The next pictures he sends is people being baptized and people hearing about the gospel for the first time and them receiving gospel in their local language. He's right back at it. It's not stopping a thing. I work with people like Emmett all the time. All the time, guys. I try my best to get those stories to you to encourage you, but also to say thank you. These are very real people that this church is impacting. These are very real people that they get to change not just their own lives, but whole communities of faith are cropping up all over the world because of this. I want to share a video with you really briefly. That'll be the first video there, Doug. This is what a training looks like. These are real people that you've impacted. Go ahead.
Pujian. Kita akan meninggikan Tuhan. Kuasa-Mu terlebih besar, lebih besar dari segala kuasa kegelapan yang menutupi kota Bandung.
Halo, nama saya Eka Pradana. Saya seorang perintis jemaat di salah satu suku besar di Pulau Jawa. Di suku Banyumas, dan sangat besar, hampir 8 juta manusia dan baru 1% mengenal Injil Kristus.
Terima kasih.
sebagai perintis jemaat, dan pelatihan ini sangat membantu saya untuk meluaskan pemberitaan Injil di suku Banyumas melalui program GPE dan program HGP tentang gereja rumah, dan itu sangat relevan dalam pelayanan saya. Dan saya mengucap syukur untuk pelatihan ini, karena pelatihan ini sangat membantu saya dan sangat membuat saya bertambah ilmunya, dan saya akan mempraktekkan semua apa yang saya dapat di tempat saya melayani. Terima kasih.
Pastor Eka is somebody that you impacted, and he wasn't saying thank you to me, he was saying thank you to you. I specifically asked him if he would be willing to make a video that I could share with you guys and other churches and families, and that he could share his story with you all. And these are his words to you directly. Eka went on after this training to already, and this was just a little over a year ago, he's already planted two churches. Each of them are running over 100 people and include other house church projects that they're planning to multiply. That training alone resulted in four other churches being planted. So far we can actually document over 24 churches that have been planted across Indonesia directly because of these trainings. That's just the ones I know about. The truth is that's probably a low representation of the number of churches. Most people I work with can't report, either for safety issues or technology issues. So there's dozens of churches across Indonesia now. We've also got reports of 8 from the Philippines, a couple dozen from Vietnam, and even one in Paris. So the breadth of being able to train and multiply local leaders and send them out has this beautiful kind of viral effect, and you guys are a part of that. Last time I was here, we read together Philippians chapter 4, and I want to read that again with you as an encouragement and as a thank you, and I want to kind of speak Paul's words to you as a thank you from me and from people like Eka. I'll start in verse 10, but I think I accidentally started in verse 11 there. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you've renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I'm in need. I've learned to be content in whatever my circumstances. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned that the secret of being content in every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether in plenty or in want, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Yet, it was good for you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I sent out to Macedonia, not one church shared in the matter of giving and receiving except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid more than once when I was in need. Not that I desire your gifts. What I desire is that more be credited to your account. I've received full payment. I've more than enough. I'm amply supplied now that I've received the gifts from Epaphroditus, the gifts that you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice pleasing to God. This is a beautiful model of how generosity in the church works. You give to God, and I take that really seriously. I want these folks to know the sacrifices that it took for them to hear what they're hearing. It's motivation for them. But what I desire is that more be credited to your account. Paul, when he's writing Philippians, he's writing a support letter to a supporting church. This church in Philippi was a church that he started and planted, and that church supplied him with the resources he needed to plant more churches and share the gospel throughout Asia Minor. Those churches shared as well and planted churches throughout the Roman Empire. And the Roman Empire planted churches throughout Europe, and Europe planted churches throughout America. And somewhere along the line, some dude came to this tiny place here in Idaville and said, "This place needs the gospel. These people need a church." That's your legacy. When you meet somebody from the church at Philippi, some little old lady who ran a farm and was contributing her grain to Paul or whatever it was, be sure to say thank you. Be sure to say thank you to her. It's because of her that you're here. But that's exactly what I want you guys to experience too. And I want Eka to know he's in that lineage of. I want these church planters to know that this is your legacy. is that you're passing the same story on to them. It's the same story of Jesus' kingdom being built and the gospel going out and people having a place to grow in maturity in the gospel. That's what I want for you guys. This is what it means for it to be credited to your account. I want Indonesians to come up to you and say thank you. And I've been fortunate to get a couple of them to actually do that live. But I want them in heaven to come up you in their hundreds and thousands and say, hey, thank you. Thank you. It didn't seem like much, but you reached me. You shared something with me that was really important, changed my community. It's an absolute honor and privilege to be the kind of conduit of that, and I try my best to do it well. This is a ministry that's supported by Idaville, but also by many of you families here as I look around the room. There's a few ways that this partnership works from your guys' side that helps us. The first is your prayers. This is a praying ministry. There is so much junk that we have to deal with on the spiritual warfare side, on the legal side, on the health side that we have gone through as a family, and it's your prayers have moved mountains. Our ministry has gotten access to places that none of our missionary peers have gotten into. We've done things that we could not have possibly imagined, and God has been on the move. I blame you. I blame your prayers because it works. If you'd like to keep up with us so that you can be praying well and that you can kind of keep up with our story, please sign up on our more information sheet in the lobby, and we'll get you on our newsletter list. We send that out every month via both email and hard copy. Please pick the one that you enjoy. If you are going to enjoy getting hard copies, do that. I love visiting families and seeing my newsletter on their fridge and their kids knowing who I am when I come in the door instead of me being some creepy guy that shows up every couple years. So please get on our newsletter list and pray with us. The second thing is the financial side. Many of you are giving monthly, giving gifts as you can. This is huge. I love being able to go to these events and go to Brother Eka and say, I don't want anything from you. I just want some things for you. As far as I'm concerned, I'm good. I'm supplied for. God's taking care of my needs, and there's lots of people that he's using to do that. I am simply here to show you love and to support you in what's next. That is a powerful, powerful statement to not ask for anything from them. But that's all you. That's all you guys taking care of that. And then the final way that you can help us is by introducing us to others. Now, again, sharing online, there's all kinds of challenges there. But if you're doing word of mouth, if you've got a cousin who goes to another church, or if you've got a family that really has a passion for Muslim ministries, share about us and say, hey, can I get you in touch with somebody that I know? Maybe you'd like to be in touch with them. That goes a long way. The truth is, this is a really big, very difficult ministry. It requires a very big team of people. And so the only way this works is by people sharing about us. And we're blessed that we get to kind of grow that base of people that are praying for Indonesia and have a heart for Indonesia. That just means the world to us. Our side of the partnership is we represent you. You've kind of seen that. But we also want you to be a part of it. We want to bring you along. So we do send out monthly newsletters to try to keep every up to date. And of course, we're trying our best to visit people as best we can in spite of COVID. That's a part of the picture too. But again, this isn't your work. This isn't my work. This is Jesus's work. And it's exciting to do this together. And I'm here to say thank you. I'm here to say thank you for supporting us. Thank you for what you're doing. And thank you for being a part of the gospel in the world. And for those of you who don't know, I was born and raised here. So again, this is y'all's fault. This is what I was raised to believe, to think, and to do. I'm just simply obeying what you guys taught me to read in the Bible. It is very, very real. It absolutely works. It is very, very true. Thank you. Thank you for investing in me. Thank you for sending me out. Thank you for being a part of sharing the gospel in the world. Before I close and pray us out, I do want to kind of just address the white elephant in the room, which is, did COVID kill this? Obviously, if you see that big training, that's not really allowed any. Well, it wasn't really allowed then. This was actually an underground training. But now it's much more difficult with COVID. But I want to share one more video to encourage you and to explain a little bit of what's still very much going on. So go ahead, Doug. Thanks. Oh, sorry. Can you back it up and bring up the sound? He's saying deeply inspiring things, trust me.
our church in Singapore sent us to Bandung to partner with churches in Indonesia, Philippines, and Malaysia for discipleship and missions. And we've been here a year, and our church is really great at disciple making, but it's very big picture. It's focused more on the mother church. So I've been praying actually for 5 months now, how can I be equipped to do a better job in being disciple making, church planting for my partners here. And I remember I went to a church here in Bandung for the very first time because my friend was getting baptized, and on the seat was an advertisement for DCPI. And I looked at it, I knew it was a God answered prayer, and the next day I signed up, and then Caitlin said I was the very first person to sign up. And the dates just worked out well. I was so glad my wife could just be here together, and we've just been so blessed. This has really been an answered prayer, because DCPI is not a program, it's really a philosophy. It's really about focusing on prayer and listening to God. It's not advocating like a do this and you get this product. It's really about seeking the Lord, which exactly fits into our vision. So we're just so grateful. And it just happens next year, I've already by faith planned a training for some of my partners at Pekanbaru on February 14th, and it just fits in. So I'm just so grateful. Not for DCI, but for God answering our could be prayers.
And one specific way that, you know, I feel DCPI has impacted me is I have a heart for the lost, and that's why we're here. But this training puts feet into my vision. It helps me plan, it helps me pray, it helps me seek God's heart for the people I want to reach. So I feel that very concrete application has helped my faith and will help me to put into practice what I said I would. So I'm really thankful to be here.
So thanks for all your prayers and support. God is really using your prayers to bless the people here.
The sound wasn't as good on that one, so I'll try to briefly recap as I can. Andy's from Singapore. That's why his English is so good. He's not from Indonesia. But when I met Andy, he basically stumbled into our training. He had visited a church and randomly saw a flyer that I told that church not to print because it's not safe. But they printed anyhow, and he found a flyer and ended up at our training. And what I didn't know about Andy is his church is like a multi-thousand person church, multiple sites, and they have a huge, extensive network of churches throughout Indonesia that they're specifically mentoring into and that they're pouring into. Andy, at the training, committed to start his next training. He was receiving it, and he's like, let's do this. I want to do this with our group. I'm going to just get this going. I was like, well, that's pretty fast, but okay. So he and I, 2 months later, did his first training in Pekanbaru, which is a city that's across the strait from Singapore, but it's in Indonesia. That training went really well. That training has spun off other trainings. So Andy is exactly the type of person that we get to work with all the time, somebody who is a leader of leaders, and he has a plan to multiply this out through dozens of churches across Indonesia. He wants to use our material. He and I are also already building up a team of trainers that are going to be traveling throughout the country to be doing this training at multiple sites so that they can be impacting multiple cities with this same training. Andy and I have a training next week to answer the question about COVID. Now, I have to wake up in the middle of the night to train in Singapore. But we're going to be doing it online. He's got about 40 people already signed up, and they're expecting another 20, 30 more. So we're now shifting our trainings online, and we're still able to do a lot of them. The goal is to get back in person, because there is something powerful about being together in the body, being in that place that demands prayer, and it's just less draining online. But these things are still happening. They are still going on. We are still training, and we are still seeing God do awesome, awesome things throughout the country. Guys, thank you so much. I hope you've heard thank you from these people. It is something that we do talk about with them, is the legacy that they've received. But also the same way that I'm sharing with you, I share with them. What's your legacy going to be? What are you leaving behind? What's the next generation going to look like? And how's it going to look different because of how God has lived through your life? It's a powerful, powerful story that we're all a part of. So thank you. Thank you again for allowing me to do this and enabling me to do that. Let me pray for us. Father God, I thank you so much for this church. I thank you for its heart for you, and I thank you so much for how they've been pouring the gospel into the world for so many years. I pray, Father God, that you would bless them richly, that you would give them fruit, and that you would honor them in your kingdom as people who sent your gospel out and built your kingdom. I thank you for these people. I love them so much. I pray that you protect them and you keep them safe, but that most of all that you'd continue to encourage their faith and grow them closer and closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.